This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, if you're confused, you are not the only one. Israel is likely confused too. Trump talking about bombing Israel's nuke facilities extensively, by the way. Many times, it's just one of those.
I would much prefer a strong, verified deal where we actually blow them up, but blow them up or just denuke them.
Isn't the U.S. position that Iran can have an enrichment program as long as it doesn't reach a weapons?
We haven't made that decision yet. We will, but we haven't made that decision yet.
Okay. Iran is the fifth largest producer of natural gas in the world, okay? They can keep the lights on just fine without nuclear facilities. They should not have them, period. So Netanyahu, clearly head of Israel, Lee, clearly been listening to Trump talking about, like, you know, we're going to need a solution for these nuke facilities. They just can't have them. And so Netanyahu, you know, wouldn't be blamed for being mistaken to think, well, you know what? Let us take them out. We'll take them out. I mean, nobody is more justified in taking out the nuclear facilities. I mean, dear Lord, Israel's been attacked by Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, every single Iranian proxy there is.
And Iran, too, has actually fired it in the past here.
Right, all using, of course, money the Democrats have provided them with, which is the big danger with Iran. And a problem Trump faces, he could cut the best deal ever with Iran. Democrats come in office, it's not going to matter. Don't forget, Iran marches in the street with Democrats. They fund Democrat, literally pro-Hamas violent marches together as they march. They are tied at the hip. It doesn't matter what Trump does with Iran. So Netanyahu apparently tells Trump, hey, you know, offers or suggest or whatever, I wasn't on the phone call, to blow up the Iranian nuclear facilities. Not to hit civilians, not to, you know, hit cities, nothing like that. Just go ahead and get rid of these nuclear facilities. And Iran, Trump shocked everyone yesterday, Lee, with this.
Back at Iran, did you warn Prime Minister Netanyahu against taking some sort of actions that could disrupt the talks there in a phone call last week?
Well, I'd like to be honest. Yes, I did. Next question, please.
Mr. President, doesn't matter on sanctions.
I did, yeah.
If Senate Republicans want to push...
It's not a warning. I said, I don't think it's appropriate.
What exactly did you tell him?
I just said, I don't think it's appropriate. We're having very good discussions with him, and I said, I don't think it's appropriate right now. Because if we can settle it with a very strong document, very strong, with inspections and no trust. I don't trust anybody. So no trust. I want it very strong where we can go in with inspectors. We can take whatever we want. We can blow up whatever we want, but nobody getting killed. We can blow up a lab, but nobody's going to be in the lab as opposed to everybody being in the lab and blowing it up, right? Two ways of doing it. I told him this would be inappropriate to do right now because we're very close to a solution. Now, that could change at any moment, could change with a phone call. But right now, I think they want to make a deal, and if we can make a deal, save a lot of lives.
Huh? Which is probably what Netanyahu said. Look, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, Lee, and you know, maybe I'm a minority now, but why stop Israel from taking out Iran's nuke facilities? I don't know. Look, the Iranian military years ago, somebody inside there, and God bless them, because there's a lot of good people in Iran. I think, Lee, Iran would be a democracy we can very much deal with without the Ayatollahs. In fact, I pulled a poll 2 weeks ago from 2024. 80% of Iranians do not want to live under mullahs, including those who call themselves Islamic hardliners. They don't want religion involved in the government. They are slaves like in China. They are victims. They are only in servitude only under the control of the Ayatollahs because the Democrats have propped the Ayatollahs up for years. Well, Trump had them on the brink last time.
The government there is under some pressure right now because there is for a week now, there's been a trucker strike in Iran, which is crippling their already crippled economy. And the point I heard made on one of the podcasts I was listening to said, these truckers are not political. This is not, you know, a political group that is involved in this strike. This is, you know, your everyday Iranian worker. And this is some severe pressure on the Ayatollahs and the regime there. So there's some internal things going on in Iran as well as what's going on between Israel, the U.S., and the Iranian negotiators.
And we saw this last time. They were in the streets because they were hungry. They did not have enough food. Trump had them on their knees. And I've said for a long time, the Ayatollahs would be done if Biden hadn't won and propped them up and immediately gotten them tens of billions of dollars, lifted the sanctions for no reason, didn't care how many of us they killed, never, you know, put the sanctions back on. So I just say, look.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know somebody, God bless them, inside the Iranian military a few years back leaked their plans to detonate a nuke over the U.S. so as to destabilize parts, some of our grid. We'll find out when it goes off, I guess. We've got two assassins sent by Iran to kill Trump in just the last 4 years and the people around him sitting in prison, federal prison. Don't send me a text saying, oh, those aren't really Iranian. Those are deep state. No, the Ayatollah himself personally on his X account promised to kill Trump, put a fatwa on him and everyone around him, then sent the assassins. So I don't even want to hear it. I don't think the Ayatollah's Twitter account's fake. I can't go down that conspiracy hole with you and Tucker Carlson, who's lost his mind, or is getting paid by Qatar, whichever it is. But there seems to be some movement of, oh, we don't want war with Iran. Well, you know what? We're not going to have war with Iran. They don't have nukes. Not our problem. Let Israel take care of it. They have every right to do it. They are completely justified.
Yeah.
They were attacked brutally from literally all angles by all of the Iranian proxies. And Lee, this is what I don't get. And look, I know Trump knows things I don't, right? So I want to give him some wiggle room. But they'll never honor a deal with the guy they have vowed to kill.
No. Well, he's right about one thing. He doesn't trust anybody. And he's absolutely right about that. You should not trust the Iranians. You shouldn't trust the North Koreans, the Russians, the Chinese.
Or the Democrats, because they are going to let them wiggle right out of this deal.
Or Republican leadership.
Yeah, them too. Them too. Although I think they would, I think even GOP leadership would hold Iran accountable. I think they would.
Oh, yeah. Particularly if Trump were to be pushing that. I mean, they know that in order for their constituents to continue to back them, they'd have to.
So if Democrats win back power, I mean, they'll let Iran do what it wants. They'll fund Iran. They'll put the whole world in danger. You do not want a nuclear-armed Iran with Democrats in power because the next generation of proxies is going to have all kinds of nuclear stuff, from suitcases to nukes. I mean, it's too damn dangerous. And I don't know why you tell the kids, just let Israel take care of it. We don't need to be doing it for them. They can go do it. There's lots of safe ways they could do it too. You could even give them warnings. We don't want to necessarily hurt or kill civilians. It's not their fault that their leadership's insane. It's in part Jimmy Carter's, but anyway, and then Obama's for propping them up the way that he did. I mean, Democrats have gotten in between those poor people in the streets and the Ayatollahs, have protected the Ayatollahs for years. And it's got to stop. It's got to end.
There have been discussions going on between U.S. and Iranian officials directly over the whole thing. And the fact that they're still talking at this point, and both sides admit, have you got a deal? No. Does it look like there's going to be a deal at this point? Not right now. But most of the intelligence that I'm hearing about this is that they're still continuing to talk. So that seems to be why Trump feels like now's not the time. But once again, I would never trust the Iranian Ayatollahs, period, end of story. I don't care what they sign.
And they have a very long history. They will talk your head off.
Oh, yeah.
They will talk to you for years.
Of course.
And they have
time is
no
on their side.
Intention whatsoever of honoring anything.
Just like Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping, time is on their side.
They'll just talk and talk and talk and talk. And then the whole time, you know, when the talking stops is when the inspectors show up and they block them or they don't let them in or they take them to a different site or they don't let them see the whole site. And then we play games and games and games and games. And unfortunately, what the Iranians know, and this is what really hobbles us, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse, they know the Democrats, I would go so far as to say the Democrat Party is an ally of theirs. I think they are actually at this point literally allies. And so they know Democrats can let them get away with whatever. In fact, you know what I think is happening? This is the kind of stuff I wish Cash Patel was into. You know, I keep playing that audio from Biden spokesperson John Kirby where he admits openly that Iran is funding these Democrat street protests. I think the money that Joe Biden unleashed and sent to Iran, tens of billions of dollars that was frozen, I think Democrat Party got a cut of it. And I think that Iran funneled it back in. And he admits it, so it's not disputable. You can't have Democrats in power in Iran with nukes. You can't have that. That is a world-ending, civilization-ending proposition. Texter writes, World War III will start. No, I'm not talking about bombing Iran or bombing Iran. I'm talking about taking tactically and specifically taking out those nuclear sites. That's it.
Well,
narrow threat.
The intelligence I am aware of is that we're the only country that's got the bunker busters that could do it.
And
the Israelis could get in there. They have the jets. They have the ability to go in there. And as you said, they're the ones that are directly threatened. It would make more sense for them to do that. But we're the ones that have the weapons that could make it happen or at least do serious damage.
Whatever the case, I hope this is just a temporary pause where Trump wants to be able to say, hey, we exhausted all options before I green flagged it. We can't have another Democrat administration with Iran, you know, on the verge of having nukes or having nukes. It's just not going to work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.